We're all familiar with the heavy rains this past fall through early spring, and due to this, growers are being urged not to overlook a critical input when it comes to soybean and peanut acreage. Glenn Wiggins, regional sales manager for Becker Underwood, explains.
We're advocating to use an inoculant because of all the rain and wet weather we had over the last 8 months. Bacteria, they're in the soil, and when it becomes anaerobic conditions, it's caused by flooding. As little as 2 days, there's a lot of bacteria loss, a lot of the native rhizobia, and so it's good to re-inoculate when you've had those kind of rains that we've had.
And Wiggins recommends growers in these areas to inoculate even if they used an inoculant in previous years.
We're recommending them to go with a normal inoculant rate with a new high bacteria count inoculant from Becker Underwood. And the peanut, we're advocating the liquid in furrow. And on soybeans, we're advocating the HP, which is the new formulation that Becker Underwood's come out with that gives a larger count of bacteria per seed to give you more nitrogen fixation.
To learn more, just visit their website at BeckerUnderwood.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.